Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Roquan Smith met with the media as the Ravens count down the Sunday showdown with the Steelers.
I'm excited about the opportunity. Happy for him as a brother outside of this football stuff. But I know offense have a great plan, and gotta take it to him. It's out down the field, though, even though I don't get to go against him. It's no brother stuff, but got to do what you have to do. So I'm sure he feels the same way, but I'm excited about the matchup.
Roquan, games like this, obviously physicality is a big part of this rivalry. I mean, I know you guys pride yourself on being one of the more physical defenses in the league. Are these the types of games, especially with these implications for division standards, are these the type of games you guys really look forward to?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love physicality, and I think when you ask each and every guy in this room, and I think throughout the evaluation process, what the Ravens do, they bring in physical guys. And, yeah, I think the most physical team is going to win this game. Make no mistake about it. These guys are no fair dodging. They run the ball. They're coming right at you. I have a lot of respect for the running backs and the way they run the ball. But, hey, it is what it is. So one man got to go down. And, hey, I'm not going to be on that side.
Hey, Roquan, Zach talked about you guys having a film session this week and pretty real conversations in that film session. You know, what was that like, that just going through the process of looking at where you guys can improve them or what you guys need to do as a unit?
Yeah, no, I think it's crucial, and I think it just goes back to what I've said before about each and every guy looking themselves in the mirror, including myself, and each and every person that goes out there, and just knowing to do your job to the best of your ability, because, like, you see on the film, oftentimes is mistakes that we make, or somebody else make a mistake, then another person trying to make up for that, and different things like that. So just all playing together and on one page, as opposed to 10 people doing the right thing, then one or two people or nine people, then it just makes everyone look bad in a sense. So that's what it is, and it's about more so each and every guy just holding themselves accountable and holding themselves to the highest standard, and knowing we've proven it play in and play out, but it's just a couple plays in each and every game. So it's just about keep raising the standard and just being yourself.
Roquan, you won your appeal earlier this week. What does that mean to you?
First and foremost, wishing a speedy recovery for Godwin. Never my intention to hurt anyone, like I've said before. But it was a clean tackle. It was just on Monday Night Football. The entire world is watching, and, hey, it may look like something, but it wasn't. And that was clear that it wasn't. But speedy recovery to him, and I move on with my day.
Roquan, what's the challenge and or advantage of, you know, you guys have a couple guys in this locker room who've been on the other side. They've got a couple guys, obviously, Patrick being the most notable. What is the challenge or advantage of that when guys have played for each other in this rivalry?
Yeah, I think it plays a small part, but just make no mistake about it. They know what we're going to do. We know what they're going to do. It's about being the best man and beating the man across from you. From a defensive perspective, we know they're physical, so are we. And it's about play in and play out, doing your job, and smashing the guy across from you. And if we do that, we would like the odds.
How did you process that game, knowing you got a big division win, but obviously you guys probably didn't like
me
put out there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think each and every game throughout this league, you enjoy winning, because how hard it is to win in this league, you definitely got to enjoy it. But, like, when you have a standard, the standard is the standard. And like I said earlier, each and every guy has to play to their standard. And if you don't do that, it can make everybody look bad in the entire defense. And it's not a bunch of bad players. It's like certain plays here and there. And when you do that, things don't go our way. But it's not the end of the day. But each and every guy knowing their mistakes throughout the game and focusing in on that and just eliminating that for the next game and for so on throughout the season. And if we know we focus in on the plays that we didn't do right and just like the plays we did early in the game and just – Can't allow the team to do some of the things that was done this past week. It definitely was embarrassing in a sense, but we moved on from that and focused on Pittsburgh now and just got to get better.
All right, thank you. Thanks, Roquan.